大家好，我是杨丽。 Welcome to BBC Learning English。 你一定知道4月29日是威廉王子的婚礼日，对吧？我现在可是有抢手的好故事。王子和平民，两对即将成婚的情侣，讲述他们的全程浪漫史。来吧，跟我边听故事边学英语。
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情
From BBC Learning English。
今天是我的第二个故事 First Date。 威廉和凯特接受 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 采访时，谈了他俩最初在同一个宿舍里面一起做饭时的故事。请大家边听边思考两个问题。第一，威廉王子为什么要亲自下厨呢？第二，他的厨艺有提高吗？
Does William ever cook?
He does, actually. He did cook for me quite a bit at university, and it would always come with a bit of angst and a bit of anger if something had gone wrong, and I'd have to wander in and save something that was going.
So being honest, is that a skill that's declining over time or improving?
I would say I'm getting better at cooking. Kate would say I'm getting a lot worse.
I didn't give you enough chance to practice, though, maybe.
No, that is true. I get quite lazy about cooking because...You know, when I come back from work and stuff, it's the last thing I want to do, really, is spend loads of time cooking. But when I was trying to impress Kate, I was trying to cook these amazing fancy dinners, and all that would happen was I'd burn something, something would overspill, something would catch on fire, and she'd be sitting in the background just trying to help and basically taking control of the whole situation. So I was quite glad she was there at the time.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was William and Kate 谈他们大学时一起做饭时的情景。Now let's check your answers to the two questions. 第一，威廉王子为什么要亲自下厨呢？ Because he wanted to impress Kate. 第二，他的厨艺有提高吗？ William thinks so, but he said that Kate would say the opposite. Well, do you remember the last time you were trying to impress someone? What was your first date like?早些时候，我的两位特约嘉宾 Jennifer and David 在 BBC 的演播室里向我讲述了他俩的最初约会。What is the next step from just being friends and colleagues?
With Jenny and I think there was obviously a connection between us, and I was very persistent in trying to get her to come out for a date. I think Jenny had a few reservations at first because we were still working together and we were kind of colleagues, but I was persistent and she said yes. So we went out. Where do we go, Jen? We went to
somewhere in Clapham
for a first drink, and I remember that I was trying to play it cool and act that it wasn't a big deal.
I turned up and I was so nervous, even though we see each other every single day at work. I remember being so nervous, and I got to the bar and I was first one there, I think.
I was late.
Dave turned up and the first thing I said to him, I was like, this is really strange, I'm really nervous. And he just said to me, are you?
I was. But, you know, I was just trying to make out that I wasn't.
So after that, did you go on any other dates?
Yeah, we went on loads of days, didn't we?
He actually came to a bar with me once for a style of music that he made out he really liked. And it was once we got to this particular club, and he clearly hadn't really danced to that type of music before, that we discovered that he was maybe going above and beyond what he normally does, potentially, for me.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是努力给对方留下好印象。Trying to impress someone.
When I was trying to impress Kate, I was trying to cook these amazing fancy dinners, and all that would happen was I'd burn something, something would overspill.
两人之间有相通之处 a connection between people.
There was obviously a connection between us, and I was very persistent in trying to get her to come out for a date.
努力表现得很酷，很潇洒。Trying to play it cool.
I remember that I was trying to play it cool and act that it wasn't a big deal.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that David was trying to play cool because he wanted to impress Jennifer. Likewise, Prince William was trying to impress Kate by doing fancy dinners while they were flatmates at university. Certainly, first impressions count, but they do not necessarily last. What happened next? Did their relationship go smoothly or not? Well, find out next time on bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye. My way. Skies are blue, trees so green, make it such a lovely day. Golden sunshine in your hair, happy people everywhere. Rainbow smile.